We glorify you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Worship and praise you, Jesus. Here in your presence, we find our rest. We thank you that we're always in you, Father. Always, not just in this place, but all places. Lord, where we walk in that secret place, in that place that you provided for us in Christ, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Jesus. Blessings and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb. We worship you, Father. And we call a mockery saved. Father, we thank you for these intercessors that you've brought here tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that we are going forward. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you because we have no quitting sense in Jesus' name. And we just continue to go forward. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. A mockery has been born again. Thank you, Jesus, in this region. Lord, we thank you that this whole region comes in. Father, we thank you for the preparation for the days ahead. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, how many have been praying in that heavenly language lately? Likewise, the Spirit also does what? He helps. He helpeth our infirmities. The amazing part is it doesn't say that he'll just come in and do it for you. But he is a helper. Meaning this, you've got to do something too. If you don't do your part, he can't do his part. But if you do your part, he can do his part. And he can do his part real well. Hallelujah. Helpeth our infirmities. Sun antilambano. Bononia or something like that. That sounds like tongues too, Candy says. Soon the prefix means together with. Soon anti means he takes up together with. In other words, he'll come alongside of you. Stand up. You're going through something. The devil's sending a whole bunch of stuff at you. I read a psalm today. It says, David said, they're swarming me like bees. Meaning they're all around me. I mean, it's not one devil. It's a whole bunch of them together. But the Holy Spirit, when he comes along, he doesn't just come along. Soon means he comes, helpeth means he'll come and he'll take up resident with you. But anti means that he's against whatever it is that's coming against you. It's a Holy Ghost with an attitude. Hallelujah. A Holy Ghost with an attitude. Hallelujah. My Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Ghost, the same one you've got, not a different one, but the Holy Ghost, he's one that's taken up and resident inside of us. And when we pray, he helpeth our infirmities. Hallelujah. He's been with us all day. Have you been exercising your faith in him? Hallelujah. Well, Hebrews 4, just for a little bit. We covered some of this ground before. I think it's good. Verse 12. Why don't you just bless me? Man, I could just receive some of your blessings. Father, I just receive it. I thank you, Lord, that Mockley's in revival, but Lord, beginning first here with the intercessors, with those who are calling upon you continually for something to happen that hasn't happened in 2,000 years, and that's a great, great outpouring. Lord, over this region, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the praise and glory I receive. Lord, their prayers, and I pray for them likewise in the name of Jesus, and I give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. For the word, what word? The word that you've got in front of you. But the word of reconciliation is what he was talking about. This is how significant it is. In other words, when the gospel was preached and you responded to it, the word of God that redeemed you was this. It says quick and powerful. It means it has life in it and has power. So much so. How so? Sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. Piercing even to what? The dividing asunder. Dividing asunder is the word merismos. Means it can divide this part from that part. Well, how significant is that? Well, the real you. Did you know that you're just as righteous as you'll ever get? Isn't that amazing? You're always supposed to be changing. But we became the day that we got born again, the day that we came into the kingdom, we became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The real you is your spirit man. That's the real you. The more that you're able to think about the real you being that spirit person on the inside, the more that God can get over to you all of everything that you are. So our fasting and our praying and our meditation and our confession and all those kinds of things, that's not to make us more righteous. You can't get more righteous because the real you's been born of incorruptible seed. But what you can change is you can change the mind. You can change the parts of the unrenewed soul that doesn't believe exactly in line with the spirit man. But as you're doing that, you've got to understand that a lot of times there's an attack against that part of you that still is coming into a place to believe, I am who He says I am. And if I am who He says I am, then I can get done everything that He says that I can get done. In other words, eventually, I'm going to believe everything this Word says. I'm going to believe it into existence inside of me to the point that I am going to be able to empty children's hospitals. Hallelujah. Besides for getting your neighbor next door born again. See, we got to conquer us first. We conquer us, then the world is at large. Hallelujah. Well, while you're doing this, while you're convincing yourself through the Word of God and through praying in other tongues that you are what He says that you are, then there, all these bees are coming, these busy bees. And they're telling you something against you that you're not, because they're trying to convince you of something that you, the Word says that you're not. But the Word of God says it's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. What kind? It has the distinct and instinct kind of power to get in and to divide asunder between soul and spirit. And the joints and marrow gets down into the body, but this, it says, it divides between the thoughts and the intents of the heart. See, the intents of your heart, if you've been born again and you really want to know Him, is to go further in Christ. That's the intents. That's the intents of your heart. A part of you where He'll come sometimes and He'll throw a lot of stuff and imaginations at your mind and all those kinds of things to try to convince you. You're not going to receive revival because you can't even conquer your own soul. Guess what? We have a high priest that sees us in a different light. What kind of light does he see? He sees us in the light in which the firstborn was. That's the image of what we've been conformed to. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Word of God says in Romans 8, who condemns us? Well, it's God. It's God that died for us. It's Christ that died for us. He's not the one. So we've got to understand that we're standing over in this place that even when these things come, does our God, how's He judging us? Well, He's judging us according to that inward man. Well, how can He do that when He sees all this other stuff around us? Because He's able to get down into a place where He says, look, I know who you are. I know who you are. And aren't you glad that He knows who we are and we know who He is? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dividing asunder between soul and spirit, joints and discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him, that's Jesus, our high priest, whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, which is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, That's the word confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot, double negative, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points, everybody say all points. He was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Aren't you glad that you've got somebody that you can go to and say, okay, Lord, you know what I'm going through right now. And he doesn't turn around and say, oh no, I never went through anything like that. I never faced anything like that. He absolutely knows, because no matter what it is that you're going through, this is a promise. There's no temptation taking you or come up against you, but such is common to man. But with every temptation, he will make a way of escape. What? That you'll be able to bear it. Why? Because one went in front of you. That is Jesus. He didn't fall to any temptation, but there's nothing that's coming against you presently that you can't overcome. Why? Because when you come before this high priest, you've got to know this. He's not sitting back saying, I can't relate. I can't relate. He can relate because he's already been there. Hallelujah. He's already been there. It says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come, what? Do what? I thought we were supposed to come in sheepishly. No. Come boldly before what? You'd come boldly before the throne of grace. And Paul learned this. He learned that in the midst of whatever that he was going through, he got to a place where he just absolutely almost begged the Lord. And then a place of revelation really called him. He said, Paul, look, when you're weak, that's when you're strong, because that's when the power of Christ comes to rest upon you the most. When you're weak, then you glory in the fact that there's a special, a certain kind of law that comes into effect. It's stronger than the law of gravity even. It's this, that when you're weak, you are strong. That is, if you take that initiative and say, okay, Lord, when I'm weak, these things coming on my flesh to tempt me or whatever, I thank you, Lord, that when I am weak, then I am my strongest, because that's when I can switch the dependency from the flesh to the Spirit. Weak, strong, hallelujah. I can find that place. He said this, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Well, his compassion is this. We find that place of, we come before him, knowing this, that we're coming before that throne of grace. But as a result of it, we find that place. See, this is what the Holy Spirit does for you. He sets you in that place of compassion. Not just for yourself, but for others, but also knowing how much He loves us. He loves us beyond words. And when we're praying in that tender language, this is what the Holy Spirit's setting us up for. He's setting us up for knowing, walking into that place of the compassion of the Lord. Hallelujah. Won't you stand with me? Lift those hands. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. You're taking us to that place. You're taking us to that place where your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord, we're coming before your throne of grace like never before. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. Why don't you give us a... Hallelujah, hallelujah. I glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to be blessed. Friday night, we won't be here, right? No Friday night. So just... be blessed and spend that time with your family. And before you leave tonight, would you please just remember if you have something to give. But you can bring it forward.
Why don't you give somebody a great big hug? Amen. You're blessed.